Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. I'm sorry, I just don't know why I just find that incredibly funny, but wonderful to do my last podcast on thanking the lockdown. And this is a record for me doing a podcast so soon after the previous one. So wonderful to be doing one again. And I just really want to talk about something which we're all facing. And for the first time in my 28 years on this planet, 28 for life, some might say. But no, the 40 years that I've been on this planet, every single human being is facing fear. And fear is something which can paralyze you. But it's also something that can push you into action. And, you know, just looking on what fear means, the noun of fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by threat of danger, pain, or harm. Verb, be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or harmful. What do we do with fear? How do we control fear? How do we manage fear? Well, if you want to break down the word fear, you can do two things. You can face everything and recover, or you can fuck everything and run. So I urge you, the people that are listening to this podcast, to crush your fears by propelling yourself into action. Propel yourself into movement, in positive things in your life that you can change. You've got fear about what's happening with your health. Change it. Action it. You've got fear about being vulnerable. Speak up. Speak your truth. Not only related to this coronavirus that we are all facing, but everyone has fears around something. My question is, what would you do differently if you knew you couldn't fail, if you faced your fears? Whatever that may be, speaking to an ex-lover, phoning a friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time that you've had an argument with, saying sorry to someone that you betrayed or treated badly. Would that make you feel better? Would that make a difference in your life? I think so. So I just urge you in this time of fear that we are all facing to crush your fear with action. Whatever it is in your life that is paralyzing you, fear of finances, fear of building a new relationship, a fear of being honest, drive yourself into action around how you can crush your fears. You cannot believe how free and liberated you will feel. Because people, we all do this. I do this. We put things off. We don't want to deal with uncomfortable things. We don't want to deal with things that might make us scared. So you must realize something about fear, that before that fear entered your life, you've lived before it came and you will live again. So whatever that is paralyzing you, why not just address it? Why not just action some change that's going to minimize the fear that you're feeling? And right now around this virus, we have fear around being in contact with other people. Doesn't mean you can't contact people via other means. You know, your family members, people you love, people you care about, your friends. And it's interesting to see just walking around how people, because we're so fearful. I mean, I was walking around and the other day and I was walking down this path and towards this lady that was running, and she literally scattered like I was a suicide bomber. But people are scared. People are scared of other people. And you know, it's time to crush that. So how do we manage this fear around what we're going through right now? Fear of being close to somebody, fear on someone touching us, or somebody that's been in close proximity to someone who's had the coronavirus. This fear that we're all facing is going to highlight other fears in your life, which you have faced and are facing. Why not now address them when everyone understands more than ever what fear is and what it feels like? Because no matter how much money you've got, no matter how educated you are, your social situation, where you live, you will be riddled with fear about getting this virus. So it's a beautiful leveler. It's leveled us, a level playing field. And I've just noticed with the work that I do, and the more work that I want to do in terms of corporate work and corporate speaking and engagement, it's been so amazing to see how open companies are to now engage. Now's not the time. I spoke about this in my podcast previously, but now's not the time to try and make money. It's time to survive and do what you're good at and do how you've survived, what served you well in your life on how to survive. And for me right now, that's back to basics, and that's training people and training groups of people online. So different, but same. And it's so, because we all have this fear around what's going on, people need support and help. And they want care. And it's amazing how engaging companies are now to entrepreneurs, coaches like myself, where previously it would be always be quite difficult to get in. And a struggle to get momentum in that kind of industry. So I just urge you, give it some thought today. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to share this podcast with someone who's dealing with some fear in their life right now, it doesn't have to be corona related. Drive into action. Drive yourself into action. Face everything and recover. Don't fuck everything and run. Because you can only run so far. It'll eventually catch up to you. So that's my little spin on fear. And if that makes a difference in your life and understanding what fear can do, but by dealing with fear, how it can change you in exponential way positively and make huge positive impacts in your life. So be safe. Look after yourselves. I urge you to look after your immune system. Get healthy. We're lucky enough in the UK that we can still do some outside exercise. Get your step count up. You know, they say the new smoking, the new sitting is the new smoking, should I say. Move more, guys. 12,000 steps a day. There's no excuse. Don't sit in front of your computer. Get out there. Get some sun. Move, obviously, stay away from people, and really give this time. You have the time now to really identify what your real fears are. Why not now address them when all people's barriers have been dropped? The gates are open to finally face your fears, because people will treat you kindly. People are kinder because people are vulnerable and they're scared. So look after yourselves, be kind to others, thank loved ones, phone people that you've ended on a bad note with, say you're sorry, connect with people you haven't connected with before, make an effort with your family, and just crush your fears. Face everything and recover. That's it from me today. I wish you a lovely, lovely, safe day, rest of the day. And look after yourselves. We'll chat soon. Cheers.